Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, everybody. So, has anyone else been waiting for Prince Charming to save them? Or that one person to walk up and tell us, you know what, you have a lot of value. Or my favorite, just tell me what to do that will work so I don't waste my time on doing what doesn't work. Just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do, right? Or one of my other favorite ones, the search for our other half. When did we decide we weren't a complete person? Right? So if you've ever asked any of that stuff, I can almost guarantee some of you have asked at least one of those questions. This is what we're exploring today on the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. The topic of today's show is, what if you are the one that you've been waiting for? What if? We're going to dive into that a whole lot. But first, let me tell you why I am the voice in your head right now. My name is Danielle Carter. I have been an intuitive empowerment coach for like 18 years now. I work with people with bodies, body image, mindset, actualization, energy of words, clear communication, you name it. I'm your cheerleader for it. I help you see the energy underneath, see where you're actually functioning from so you can make another choice and make another possibility and actually, I know, create the life that you actually desire. All right. And if you have a show topic that you would love to explore on the Exploration of Wonder with me, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com and let me know what you are curious about, because I guarantee if you're curious about it, I'm curious about it, and if we're curious about it, other people are too. All right, so I have so much information to share with you today on this topic of what if you are the one that you've been waiting for. And everybody I've said the show topic to has been like, oh, I like that. And so I thought I'd share where I actually got this from, besides my deep-seated journey of my own life, of like, oh, maybe it's me. But I'm a very eclectic listener. Like, before this podcast, I was listening to show tunes. Okay? But I'm very eclectically music. I live country to a little bit of rap and you name it. I got something on my iPod is very curious. So, or phone. I guess we don't have iPods anymore now. Don't date yourself, Danielle. Anyways, so, but apparently also one of the genres I like is, and I had to look up, I'm like, what is this group considered? Because to me, I just like it, right? I'm not listening for the genre. I'm listening because I like the group or the music or the message. And so it's as hard rock, heavy metal, post-grunge metal. Apparently I listen to heavy rock grunge, right? Anyway, hard rock, heavy metal. Anyways, there's this group called Hailstorm. And they have this song called I Am the Fire. And I just love it. I listen to it a lot. And one of the very first times, actually, I take that back. It wasn't one of the very first times. It was one of the multiple times I had been listening to it, but somewhere in the first year. And they sing this line that says, and I am the one I've been waiting for. And my whole universe lit up. I went, yeah, I am the one I've been waiting for. Because how many of us have spent our lives waiting, like I said at the beginning, for Prince Charming, for someone to tell us we have value, to show us the way, to tell us what to do? We've been taught to look for that, but we've not been taught to look internal. We've not been taught to say, I have value. Whether you see it or not, I have value. And to not do it from a separatist, I have value, and if you don't see my value, you're wrong. Not from a separation, but just from a being able to self-acknowledge, I have value, and I'm pretty cool. And, you know, that person I was waiting to save me? It's me! And what if I don't actually need to be saved, right? What if I don't actually need to be saved? And that's a big topic that legions of self-help has been launched upon, and yet it is one of the core things true is, what if you don't need to be saved? Okay, so I get it. We tend to seek outside validation, solutions, completion, anything like that. But where have we bought that? Okay, where have we bought that if other people can see it, then it's true? Look at that. How many of you, it's like, and I am a queen of this, by the way. I have this thought of like, oh, I can do this, I can be this, I can have this, I know this, yay, I'm amazing at blah, blah, blah. And then we don't tell other people because as much as we want the validation from them to prove that it's real, we also do this thing where if I think it's true but they don't see it, then I have to doubt it, that it, maybe it's not real, maybe I'm just delusional, maybe I don't have value, so I'm just going to keep it secret and not tell anyone so that I always have the possibility and I can be delusional and believe that I'm this amazing person. Well, you know what? If that thought that you're an amazing person expands your universe, lights you up, guess what? It's true. Okay. Anything that is true will expand your universe, and anything that's not true will contract your universe or make you like sit in the corner and want to cry. So what if what you've been telling yourself is actually true? And that's what gets you excited about it. Okay. So we're going to get into a lot of this today, and I have some tips towards the end of like how to really build that self-trust, because my friends, it is time to see the value of you, to embrace the potent, amazing, beautiful being, badass that you are, and to have that self-confidence and that self-worth that no matter what comes down the turnpike, you're cool. No, I'm not going to say some days it might not get rocky because, hello, have you seen the world? But if you have that core, that inner strength, you can handle anything that comes your way. Okay? So this is one of those shows we're really going to dive down deep into that core of like, yeah, receive help, absolutely. But you don't have to be lacking anything to receive help, to receive contribution. And that's one of the big things that I see a lot of people come up to is, and I was taught this, right? I was raised in a very religious family. And we were taught, give to those in need. Give to those who, like in charity, right? Give to the charity, give to those who are less fortunate, give to those who are in need. And I'm not saying don't contribute to others. Absolutely, please do. But what's interesting is the underlying current of that. Because for me, it's all about the energy and those hidden points of view that we take that create our daily life. The underlying point of view is you have to be missing something, you have to be lacking, you have to be in need to receive. And so how many of us make our life, our very being, in need of something, whether it's validation or assurance? How many of ourselves make ourselves in need of that to be able to receive contribution? Okay. But that's always that two steps forward, one steps back thing. What if you could just have no steps back? What if you could just continue walking forward? And that's what this show is all about, because it's like you can receive, absolutely, but that doesn't mean you have to be in need. It doesn't mean you have to be lacking, no matter what this reality tells us. All right, so let's build up some of those core things of like, I have this inner strength, I have this inner knowing, and part of that strength and inner knowing is actually knowing when to ask for help, when you can, what you can receive, what works for you and what doesn't, and that last one we're going to get to a lot in here. So why do we seek outside validation? Besides everything I just said. So why do we seek outside validation? Well, a lot of it comes from evolution, believe it or not. Because when we have an evolutionary need from like the dawn of man, and you know, one of my many degrees and certifications, because I am a nerd that way, is archaeology. So I've studied a lot of the dawn of man, archaeology, anthropology, all that kind of stuff. And so I could see where in the evolution of man, if you want to debate evolution, another time. But just as we grew as a species, being accepted by groups was vital for survival. A lone man out there with person, place thing, whatever, out there by themselves was eaten by other things a lot, okay? And so when you had a group, you had a more chance for survival, base survival, more chance for food, more chance for not getting carried off in the middle of the night, more chance for ideas and concepts to blossom, right? So we have this evolutionary need for belonging, all right? So I get it. It's something that was innately deep inside of us. And the more the society approved of us, the more we were gifted things. Think about that. Think about the very origin of man. People would be attracted to those they thought were amazing, and not just like sexually attracted, but like, oh, you're smart, you're amazing, here, have an extra portion. You need to stay alive to help us grow. Here's an extra portion of food and things like that, right? So give yourself a break with this like outside seeking validation, because it is deeply bred into us as a species for survival, is that we are need that approval for a group so we, you know, don't get eaten, literally. Not anymore, though, right? It's like, I don't know about you, but I haven't been threatened by any wild animal recently. My cat maybe sometimes, but, you know, I'm pretty sure I can take her. No, I don't know about that. She's pretty devious sometimes, okay? But then, excuse me, but then there's also the psychological needs. Yay, psychology, okay? We look to know our place in society. And we have been taught that if we compare ourselves to others, we can gauge our own abilities. And if we have a high ability, then we have value, okay? And then we get feedback, which leads to value, which leads to we have to have outside validation to have that value, okay? And then how many people build their self-esteem by how other people see them, right? I know, right? Hello, social media. It's a whole other psychological topic unto itself, is this social media thing and this self-esteem based on how people see you. But what's interesting is I've been doing a deep dive into some of the most popular social media influencers. Do you know how many of them are actually happy? None. Well, a few. Because they have this false image of themselves. And so they're like, oh, well, you see me, but you don't truly see me. If you truly knew me, then you would reject me. And so their self-esteem crashes. How many people have done that as well? Oh, well, you just see an image of me. If you knew the true me, you wouldn't like me. Okay. Well, we're going to get you today, my friends, with some tools so you like the true you, because that is one of the keys. Okay. And then we have things like early life experiences, neglect, abuse, trauma, how we have, some people have had early neglect, and so they become needy. Then we also have social conditioning, fear of rejection, and like I said, social media. It's a whole other topic unto itself, okay? But we bought that through these things. If we don't address them, look at the underlying point of view and change the mindset, more often than not, we're stuck in this, see me, value me, so I can see me and value me. Well, here's the pisser of the whole situation, my friends. It actually needs to be the opposite, okay? Unless you see your value, no one else can see your value, okay? Because just like I was talking with some of those social media influencers, they go, oh, well, you don't see the true me. If you saw the true me, you wouldn't like me. And so even when we are looking at seeking that outside validation and like, oh, you like me, right? If we don't have that core ability to be like, I like me and this is me and present as yourself, you're going to doubt their adoration, their acceptance, their value in you. You're going to be like, okay, you like me, but you're nuts because I'm horrible. And so when you can see your value, you present as you. And then they go, oh, you're so amazing. And you're like, thank you. Because you're not doubting even their acknowledgement, their compliment. You're not doubting it because you're presenting the full you. How many of us present a fake us or an idealized version of what we think we are? And then when somebody goes, oh my gosh, you're so amazing, you go, thank you. And inside you go, but it's not true. So I'm going to give you some tips. We're going to go to commercial break here soon, but during the course of the show, I'm going to give you some tips of how to get to that place where it's not scary to present and be the full you, okay? And little caveat, presenting the full you doesn't mean you have to be in everybody's face with it. Doesn't mean you have to be like, I'm this, and if you don't like me, screw you, right? I bring that up a lot in my body image classes, that it's like a lot of body image is so forced. It's like, I love my fat body, and if you don't like it, you're wrong. That's not it, because then you're actually underneath that, you're still not liking yourself. So this is just about having that space and that peace and that ease with yourself so that when somebody compliments you or acknowledges you, just as an example, that you go, thank you. Thanks. Cool. Yay. Right? It hits different. It feels different. And it makes your body tingle in your universe, tingle in that fun way. Right? All right. So I'm going to share some of those tips when we come back from our commercial break. But before we go, I also want to invite you. I have a class starting on Wednesday called Turning the Molecules, the Quantum Activation, a 3-month journey focused on body, earth, and money. Basically, this universe is, even the physical reality is a lot less solid than we have given it credit. And so when you turn those molecules, things can change in your body, change with the earth, and change with your money. So please do go to my website, danielle.com, and check it all out. I can't wait for this. Turning the Molecules is one of my favorite tools I've ever come upon. And if you're listening to this after Wednesday, July 9th, I still leave it open after it starts. So please don't hesitate to come join us, and you'll get all the recordings, it's like a guided meditation. You'll get all of those as well. All right, my friends, we are talking about and asking the question, what if you are the one you've been waiting for? And we're exploring it today on the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. We're on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. And I'm so grateful for the commercials because I forgot to, you know, give you some of my things. I'm a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and basically I just like you to see you enjoy yourself and create the life that you desire. So if you ever want to reach out, please do at my website, danielle.com. I always have lots of goodies going on, including sessions and classes. So check it out. All right. So today we're talking about daring to ask the question, what if you have been the one you've been waiting for? And I'm willing to gamble that when a lot of you saw that title, like, what if you've been the one you've been waiting for? You go, yeah. Because, my friend, whether you really acknowledge it yet or not, you have this inner strength and amazing badassness that doesn't require outside validation, but it does feel good when you get it. Don't get me wrong. But it is that know thyself, be thyself, and yourself is pretty amazing. It truly, truly is, my friend. I don't care if we've never met. I don't care if we haven't hugged or you've been in any of my classes. If you're listening to this, you are amazing. You are absolutely amazing. If you need to put this part on loop, do it. Do it, because you are absolutely amazing. You're brilliant, you're potent, and you have so much worth and so much value. Okay? So, but don't believe me, believe you. Because hopefully you're saying that to yourself somewhere deep down, okay? Because, you know, and I asked it at the beginning, but it's like, when did we buy that we're not enough, we're incomplete? When did that happen? I know we talked about societal and evolutionary and that kind of stuff, but it's like, how has that continued on? And I'm not talking about higher self or twin flames, unless, of course, you think you're less without them, and then they're creating a limitation. But I look around and I see so many people, myself included, have been going, see me, like me, so I know I have value. But here's the startling truth, and I've already said it, spoiler alert, but I'm going to say it again and again and again. Unless you see your value, no one else can see your value, okay? And it's not the value that you have to shove in their face, it's just that value of, like, we are each unique and each are a gift to this planet, to this earth, to each other, to consciousness itself, okay? So, one of the things I see how this is perpetrated, besides all the societal and that kind of stuff I talked about earlier, is we're very psychic, all of us. We're very psychic, we're very intuitive, we're very aware, okay? And believe it or not, I used to be a very shy kid. I used to be a shy adult. Okay, that's all changed, but I used to be very shy, and so take it from a very shy high school kid who used to walk up to a group and think internally, don't be awkward, don't be stupid, don't say the wrong thing, get them to like you, don't act like yourself, get them to like you. Anybody else ever said that, right? It's all those 80s movies. Well, guess what that created? It was usually an awkward encounter, right? They picked up on my internal monologue because we were projecting that energy. I was projecting that energy. All of us who has ever been in that situation has been projecting that energy of that push, that please like me, please. And then the internal monologue of don't fuck up, don't say the wrong thing, don't be an idiot, don't be a geek, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And so what would happen is they would feel uncomfortable in my presence and I would get rejected, which would just perpetrate the cycle of like, oh, you look, you have no value. The popular kids don't like you. Right? Anyway, as you can see, I grew out of that. I'm very vocal. Some days like this topic, I'm like, how am I going to only talk for an hour? I'll do my best. But here's the thing. I started this section with saying we're all more psychic, aware, and intuitive than we give ourselves credit. Okay. So were they. And here's the thing that a lot of those 80s movies don't ever really address is as we're walking up and projecting those thoughts, feelings, and emotions, other people are picking up on those thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And so I say that we come prejudged. It's how often do we walk into a room and we're projecting energetically the list of like, judge me for these things. Okay, good, thank you, right? But then when they judge us for those things, we get upset and we reject ourselves, which is a whole other show. But the thing that we don't really look at is it's not just us, all right? We think we're alone in this. We so think that it's like, I am the only one going through this. You know what? I have found, I was going to say very few, but I don't even know if I have found anyone who doesn't have this to some degree. And so what we don't look at is that when we're walking up projecting this stuff, these psychic aware people that we're interacting with are also thinking that about themselves. And so how often is the energy of our projections triggering their own insecurities? And so our thoughts of like, don't be awkward, turns into their thoughts of themselves, don't be awkward. And they're thinking about themselves. And then it just, what's interesting about that is because then it exponentializes the whole awkwardness of the situation. And then all of us walk away going, I have no value. I'm crap. I'm like all this kind of weird stuff, right? Okay. So it's like, I just say this to really get you to look at like, we think it's a two-way, we think it's a, like a one-way conversation. We think it's a two-way conversation, but it's really like, there's so many energies in one simple verbal exchange that we have to start looking at like what else is going on for them as well. Not as an excuse, but just to be like, holy crap, some of that awkwardness wasn't all mine that I thought it was. Because how often has our thoughts triggered their thoughts that are almost exactly the same? Okay. So what do we do with all that? We become happy with ourselves, right? Okay. This is where we get into this. And just a little caveat, this isn't about self-reliance. It's not like you can only rely on yourself. Absolutely freaking not. Should you rely on yourself? Absolutely. Should you be able to rely on other people too? Absolutely. Okay. But here's in a spoiler alert, the more we're able to be able to rely on ourselves, the more we can actually rely on others, because then we're not asking them for everything. Because that's one of the things that I really see that like stops us from having a true journey with another person is we ask them to be everything. We're asking too much, and too much is in you be you and you be me for me. Thanks. What? No. They be them, you be you, and together you make greater. Not, I'm only can be me if you can be me and see me, and then I will be the you that you see me as, so that I can know who I am. Even if how you see me is not who I truly am, but if you can see that and accept that, then of course, that's who I must be truly, and that one is acceptable, so I'm going to be that even if it's not me. Okay. Anybody follow that? My producer's like, I'm so confused. I get it. But this is the head spin we put ourselves in. Please rewind that section, because I've had like 5 days of no sleep. So I'm pretty impressed that that even made any sense at all. So you might take a little listen just to amuse, just to humor me. Anyways. This is not about self-reliance. It's about reclaiming your full self, and not even necessarily your authentic self, but your full self, all of you, warts and all. Because if you look at yourself, warts and all, you know, which is slang for the things that you want to judge or not judge, or the bad parts, good parts, which I don't think you have bad parts, but another time, you can actually have your full self and enjoy it and celebrate it. Okay, so we're going to go to our another commercial break. Like I said, used to be shy. Now it takes me weekends sometimes to fully express things. But please hear this. You already possess everything you need to step into the life you desire and chose to live this lifetime. Okay. Whether you think we have one life or many lives, we came into this earth, this planet, this time, this place to live a life with some idea, Right. Absolutely. Input from other places, things take right turns. Absolutely. But the core of why we are here, you already possess everything you need to step into that life that you desire and chose to come here to live. And this is part of that. You're a badass. You are complete and you are amazing and you are brilliant. Okay. So it is time to trust ourselves, trust our knowing, and live what you came here to live. All right, my friends, we're going to go on our next commercial break. And I hope you're beginning to see that it is truly about, it's truly about the ability to self-acknowledge without being, I don't even know if they like this, a humbleness, that's a false humbleness, right? Because the humbleness by nature is that we haven't, like, it's, we have to make ourselves less to be humble, right? When I was taught in religion, oh, be humble. You have to be like, oh, if, you know, if I think I'm up high, I actually have to humble myself and bring low, right? And so it's truly, it's just about the self-acknowledgement. And in, there it is. I'm like, where am I going with this? In true self-acknowledgement, my friends, it doesn't diminish other people. It doesn't diminish you. It doesn't diminish other people. So self-acknowledgement is different than self-grandiose or grandizing, right? Self-acknowledgement is I'm cool, you're cool. And my coolness does not detract from your coolness. And that's where the uniqueness that each of us are truly comes in. All right. Enough ramble from me. We're going to go to our commercial break. When we come back, we'll get to those tips I've been teasing you with. I'm such a tease. But we're going to get to those tips. And you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am so excited you are here. And if you are ever wanting to be on live, please do consider that. You know, I usually spend the commercial breaks chatting with the people in the chat room. Chatting with people in the chat room. Hey, it's what it's for. But playing with them and that kind of stuff. So please do check it out if you ever want to be on live. We're on Mondays, we, the royal we, me, I am live Mondays at 4 Eastern and 2 Mountain. And the rest of the times in the world, I know I have a lot of people listening international. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm grateful for replays. Thank you, Inspired Choices Network, making the replays available all over the place. And while we're on that, If you are enjoying this, if you enjoy this show, please do consider finding me on something like iTunes or whatever your favorite podcast platform is. Search for The Exploration of Wonder and consider giving me a 5-star rating. That would be amazing. But comment, share. It seems like little things, but that really helps a small podcast like me, a growing podcast, sorry, like me, really get out there and get the information to the people who are requiring it. So please do take those few moments and share. I would be immensely, immensely, very, very, very grateful, my friends. All right. So today we are daring to ask the question, what if you are the one you're waiting for? And, you know, and we've been talking about so far, how many of us are waiting for Prince Charming or somebody to just tell us the way, lead us, show me the value of me, tell me what to do so I don't screw it up. And what if you are the one you've been waiting for? I know I keep saying that, but look at that question. What if you are the one you've been waiting for? Then guess what, my friends? The wait is over. Here you are and you're amazing. Okay, but what if you are the one you've been waiting for? What does that mean? What does that mean, Danielle? Thank you for asking. What I mean with that is that person you need value from, what if it's you? That person that you need information from about what you're here to live, how to live, where to go, what's next step to take. What if that's all you? And, you know, and I said this right before the break, and I want to bring it up again. You already possess everything you need to step into the life you desire and have chosen to live this lifetime, okay? You already have all that. And so that right there tells me you are the one you've been waiting for. So how do you get past and not buy into this reality's evolutionary or psychological or societal things that pull us into this, right? Well, here come the tips, my friend, okay? So one of them, the first one, and I know people hate this one. I've hated it too. But I think we've hated it because we feared what we would hear. But you're a badass. And I know you don't actually have as much fear as you think you do. So what is it? Be comfortable and incorporate stillness. What I mean by this is stillness of whatever it worked for you, whether it be meditation, whether it be breathing exercises, anything like that. And it doesn't have to be long and it doesn't have to be forever. But if you'll take a moment, because have you ever noticed that there's a lot of input in this world, not just the energy that is all around us, but we have electrical, we have thoughts, feelings, and emotions, which are an energetic thing as well. But we have sounds, taste, smells. Oh my gosh, this world is full of stimuli. And so if you take that moment and incorporate, I quote stillness in my notes, and I wish, you know, I'm like, quote unquote stillness, but it's that moment of just being present with your body, yourself, the universe, and it's a recentering, a reconnection to you. And this momentary, it's not even a pause, but just momentary, like, and just being present, it allows your voice to come louder, and then it's easier to hear your voice when the world is chaotic, when the world is full of havoc and sounds and you can't hear anything else. You have more of a chance of hearing your inner voice, that knowing, when you've practiced taking that moment of still and then going. I mean, look at all the movies that is in. You know, if you guys listen to my shows at all, I talk about movies and TV a lot. And how many times it's like people, sometimes it's a medical emergency, right? And they'll do that slow motion where the person in charge of the medical emergency just takes a beat, literally just a beat, goes, centers, and then goes, right? Well, you do that with your life too. You just take that moment, take that beat, that moment of stillness, and just go, hi, and be with yourself. Because what's interesting with this whole energy and bodies is I have actually seen people be on a separate sync with their bodies. The very first time this happened, I thought I was nuts, but luckily I was with a friend and she's like, oh my gosh, did that just happen? I'm like, oh good, I'm not nuts. I know we see validation outside, but it was one of those good moments. I'm like, okay, good, because I saw this. But we were at a very busy cafe in Ireland, and I reacted to the waitress. What I mean is, like, she was so busy and trying to do all of these tables that she had a very push energy. But what was interesting is I reacted and then she walked up. And that's why I turned to my friend. I'm like, did she arrive energetically at the table before her body did? And my friend was like, yes. I'm like, okay, whew, weird. Okay. And so taking that moment of stillness, what that does is it actually brings you back in sync and connection and communion with your body. And your body is one of those sources of information as well. So be comfortable and incorporate that stillness, taking that beat, that moment, reconnecting with yourself so that you can actually perceive and hear more. Because then you're not stumbling. You don't have those fumbles mentally or physically or that kind of stuff, because you're actually with your body and with your universe. And so if all of a sudden your universe and your knowing goes, turn right, and you turn right, you hear it in time to turn right instead of like, oh, crap, I wish I had heard that sooner, right? So it's getting yourself recentered and reconnecting to you. All right, number two, or the next one. Listen, trust, and practice trusting your gut nudges, whispers, your intuition. Okay, because I can talk to you forever about trusting your instincts, trust your guts, that you're amazing, that you know this stuff, and there needs to be a practical application of it too. And so in this, it's like practice it, learn to trust it, right? Because we could say, oh yes, I trust myself, maybe sometimes, but you need to practice it. And what I say by practice it is sometimes in this realm, you might get it different. Like, you're like, oh, I thought I was supposed to turn left. Oh, crap, I didn't. Or I should have, or, you know, whatever. It didn't turn out exactly the way you thought it would. And so you go, I'm so wrong. I don't know anything. No, no, no. Don't judge it. Just keep going. Look at those energies. It's like, oh, I thought this was it. Oh, now I see the subtle differences of energies of why I misunderstood what I thought it was, blah, 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 blah. So you start to look at these energies. But when you judge it, you push that away. When you judge it, you don't learn from it. When you judge it, you don't see the subtle shifts and then incorporate it so the next time you hear that again as well. Okay, so it's listen, trust, and practice trusting those intuitions, those whispers, those nudges, and all that kind of stuff. Okay, and then number three, acknowledge your own strengths. Make a list. Not even kidding. Make a list, my friends. What is phenomenal, amazing, unique, brilliant? What is something about you that you're just like, I love that? Like, for me, I think if I put one of them on would be like my sarcasm. I'm very good at sarcasm. And in that sarcasm, I can use it to diffuse tense situations. So that would be a couple of things that I would put on my list, right? And so don't worry about like, well, how does this make me trust me? No, just make a list of how you're freaking amazing, because acknowledge your own strengths. Make that list. What is something that you value about you? Because sometimes we need those reminders. So make the list, write it down or put it in your phone. Have it somewhere accessible so that when you see it, you go, oh yeah. Because as I've mentioned, the world is a little bit of a chaotic, havoc place filled sometimes. And so sometimes we need those reminders of ourselves. So make a list of your strengths, of what's amazing about you, where you're badass, and then what's phenomenal about you. Make a list and carry it with you so that you can remind yourself. Because doubt creeps in. I'll be honest, doubt creeps in. Right. I would love to say it never does, but it does. Doubt creeps in. So these are for those moments of doubt where we go, oh, okay, oh, that's cool. That's cool. I have awesome things about me. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, my friend. All right, so we're going to go to our next break. And when we come back, I have more tips. Yay! I always have more tips. And today on the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, we are daring to ask the question, what if you are the one you've been waiting for? Because guess what? You are. All right, my friends, we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Danielle. And today we are daring to ask the question, what if you are the one you've been waiting for? Spoiler alert, you are. And we're in the middle of giving the tips of like how to really find that self-trust, that self-acknowledgement that doesn't diminish other people, but just lifts you up. And when it lifts you up, it also lifts up other people. All right. So number four, this is going to be an interesting one. Some people are going to like it. Some people aren't. Don't be afraid to question what you hear from society, family, and friends. Okay. Do what they say align with you? Does it expand your universe or contract it? What I'm saying is, like, we always have these roles in our family, our friends, all that kind of stuff. And so does it actually match who you are? Don't be afraid to ask a question, and not in an accusation. Because I see a lot of people, like, when they're looking at this self-empowerment thing, they go into accusation instead of question. Because you can ask a question and be like, wait a minute, why am I the bratty one? When did that start? And then go like, hey, I'm not actually bratty. What? When did I buy that? And that kind of stuff. So it's like, don't be afraid to question what you hear from society, family, and friends. And then learn the difference between question and accusation. Okay. And I have shows on that too, if you want to hear more. But then also next tip, take breaks. I am so guilty of not doing this one. So every time I suggest it to you guys, I'm like, are you listening to this, Danielle? Yes, Danielle, I am listening to this. Take breaks. Because just like that momentary beat of stillness of being really present, the more you're able to take breaks, the more you're able to do, to be aware of. And so you can find that inner trust. Because when we're exhausted, we miss even what we say to ourselves. Because we've had to turn off our wellness to keep our awareness of what we're saying to ourselves. We've had to turn off our awareness to keep going to that point of exhaustion. And so when we're not taking breaks and not taking that self-care of ourselves, we turn off our awareness. And guess what? Then we miss everything. And then we think that we don't have any value. And then it's like, hey, if you see me, we have value. It's a vicious cycle, my friends. All right. One of the others is be nice to yourself. Some people would call this practicing self-compassion. I say, don't be a bully. Don't be a bully to yourself. One of my recurring themes in any of my shows, classes, or private sessions is don't judge yourself. Okay. There's enough things about judgment going on in this world. You do not need to judge yourself either. So this is what I mean about being nice to yourself. What do you call it? Self-care, self-compassion, but don't be a bully. Don't sit there and go, like, I'm such a dumbass for doing that. Just be like, all right, I made that choice. What did I learn? What did I perceive? What did I receive? What would I do different? What energies are involved? There's so many different ways you can ask questions about it. But when you judge it, You can't hear those awarenesses, okay? And then another topic, another tip is honor what works for you and what doesn't. And I teased this earlier in the show. A lot of people call this boundaries, setting boundaries, but I don't like that because for me, setting a boundary is putting yourself behind a wall. I'm not fond of walls unless they're, you know, blocking me from windstorms or something. But I don't like that setting boundaries, but you do need to know what works for you and what doesn't. Because I see a lot of ourselves separate from our full self. Because remember, this is about claiming our full self again. I see a lot of people get lost in our full self, get lost from our full self because we're trying to do something that doesn't work for us to make somebody else happy. Okay. And so what works for you, what doesn't work for you? You need to really start looking at that. And again, not doing it from an intense or even a rejection of other people. But the more you can acknowledge what works for you, the more you know yourself. Okay. The more you can be like, oh, that's what you like to do. Sorry, that doesn't work for me. But that's okay if you want to do it. Right. Like, this is a very strange example, but it's a true example. I was dating this guy one time and he's like, would you have a problem if I slept with other people? And I'm like, no, but then we wouldn't be together. And he's like, oh, so you do have a problem with it. I'm like, no, but if your choice is to sleep with other people, my choice is to not sleep with you. And that was it wasn't a barrier. It was what worked for me and what didn't work for me. Okay. And so it's like, you have to really, really look at that. And then, revisit, and then the last tip would be revisit what you desire your life to be. It can evolve, you get new input, but really start looking at like, what is it you desire to accomplish, be, and what's the word? And contribute, there's the word, contribute to this lifetime, right? Look at that, enjoy it. And that's really the last tip is enjoy the journey and adventure. So many of us get so serious about life that we don't enjoy the adventure along the way, okay? So the more you can enjoy it, the less you judge it, the less you reject it, and then the more you know you, the more you can trust you. Because I'll say it again, it is time to trust yourself, your knowing, and to live the life you came here to live. And then in that, you are the one that you are waiting for because you have the full you. Use these tips to embrace the full you, to get to that place where you're like, I'm cool, you're cool, we're all cool, and we're all amazing because we all have this unique capacity. And that if we don't have to have that outside validation, we can actually receive when people do acknowledge and validate us. Because I will say that one sentence again, unless you see your value, no one else can see your value as well, my friend, okay? And sometimes that first is that demand of like, you know what, and it comes from that inner strength that you have of, you know what, I'm not going to buy this as real and true. Sorry you feel that way about me, but you know what, that's not who I am. I'm not going to buy that as real and true anymore. So anyways, please re-listen to this show, my friend. There was so many tips, so much information in there. But what if you have been the one you've been waiting for? Because you have been. You are. And you're beautiful, unique, and you are a gift to all of us, right? Next week's show, a little tease. Next week's show is what century have you created your body for? It's a favorite topic in a lot of my classes. The people are like, wait a minute, what do you mean? How, I created my body for a different century? You may have, and we're going to get into that of like what that looks like and what you can do with it. And as always, how to get you out of that judgment of your body so that you can actually enjoy it and receive information from it as well. Okay. So thank you for joining me today, my friends, on this what if you are the one you've been waiting for? Because you are. You're a gift to you, you're a gift to me, and you're a gift to everybody around you in this universe. And you have a strength, a potency, and a badassness that if you needed saving, you could save yourself, but you don't even need saving because you're just really freaking amazing. All right, my friends, have a fun, flowy, magical week. Be back next week. I will be. Thanks, everyone. Have fun.
Thank you for exploring with us today.
Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.